Yes, they're far too high. There's far too many sexual assaults happening. And I think it's something that we as a community safety partnership should be looking at, study the statistics and work with the Gardaí to maybe develop an awareness campaign around sexual assaults, and particularly how people can be safe, whether they're going home at night or in their own home or out socialising, how we can make it safer for them, and we can take down these sexual assaults further again, because it's not acceptable in this day and age.
Obviously, we have the Rape Crisis Centre, Donegal Women's Centre. There's various bodies interested and invested in this right across the county, and it's a matter of the partnership and all those bodies working together on this.
Yeah, of course it is, and it's about, you know, getting, raising that awareness, educating people about, you know, how they go about their business, where how they socialise with, staying along with your friends, don't become an isolated, and these are all things that we can help and promote through the community partnership. I know we've recently had correspondents from the Rape Crisis Centre here in the county who've asked to come in to and do a presentation here at the Community Safety Partnership, and we'll be engaging with them in the near future for that to happen, and to give them as an opportunity to showcase the work that they're doing around prevention, but also around safety for and awareness for people who have been victims of sexual assaults.
And there has also been concern expressed about some of the material that's appearing online, some of the toxic masculinity. We hear names like Andrew Tate, but some of the messages that are being promulgated online are very dangerous messages, and if young men, impressionable young men, are seeing those messages, it's very often taking them down a train of thought and a way of thinking that is not what you want to see.
No, it certainly is not, and online is a big issue, not just for men, but for everybody in society. The programs that are put across, that come across online, the videos, you know, it's just not the pornographic nature sometimes of some of those platforms is unreal. And what we need to do is try and curtail that. We need to educate people. We need to talk to young people about how they should respect young women and women in general. And I think that if we get in the Rape Crisis Centre, we had today here young people from the Youth Council and the great work that they're doing in raising concerns around what the young people's facing. But if we get the people from the Rape Crisis Centre, they can do a good presentation, raise awareness, and maybe educate us all on how we should behave towards women in general.